Iran is seeing activist groups bloom again. Social movements were scarce after the government crushed public protests during the 2009 elections. Leaders of some of those groups are still under arrest or outside the country. But as NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Tehran, last year's election of President Hassan Rouhani has raised hopes. And Iranian women in particular are seizing the opportunity.
It didn't take long for the organizing to start. Here's one example. Two professional women are working on a new NGO to promote more female employment. An advisor from the Ministry of Industry, Mines and Trade has joined them. Suhaila Jeladarzadeh is a former member of parliament, now a professor of textile engineering. She says this wasn't possible under former President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. We were ignored, she says. No, more than ignored. We face social and political problems. Now she's politically active again.
Is this possible because of the election of President Rouhani?
Of course, sure.
Her partner, Saraya Maktoum, says it's now possible to push women into more jobs.
We want to make better use of their knowledge. This is important for us, not just have the knowledge or have the degree.
Across the country, Rouhani's election was taken as a sign that Iranians can organize again after the violent crackdown of street protests in 2009. Now they're forming grassroots groups to tackle some of the country's major problems, says Kevan Harris, an Iran specialist from Princeton who's in Tehran. He explains, as we sit in a restaurant popular with young Iranians, this generation sees Rouhani's election as a political revival.
Urban issues, pollution issues, environmental issues, women's issues, student issues. The universities now are back full of student politics. So we are going through a wave of mobilization from below in Iran.
But the gender gap in jobs may be one of the toughest challenges, despite a huge social shift on college campuses.
This is Tehran University. I'm standing on the campus. And what's striking here is how many women students I can see. More than 60% of the university population in this country is female. Yet, less than 25% of them are in the job market.
I study sociology. I would like to study in the major of law to find a good job.
But when I asked 24-year-old Fazone Natalie about her prospects for a job in a law office, she shakes her head no.
In Iran, not.
What will you do?
I'm thinking about going to abroad.
It's the choice of many university students. Iran has one of the highest rates of brain drain in the world. Rouhani wants to reverse that trend as he rebuilds the economy after 2 years of devastating sanctions and what many see as 8 years of economic mismanagement under the former president. He needs more women in the workplace, says political analyst and reformist Saeed Lelez.
He has no other choice because since past one or two decades, women have better education than the men.
Lelez and many civil activists object to a new population plan moving through parliament with the backing of Iran's supreme leader, the highest authority in Iran. The plan calls for restrictions on women's education and employment to boost the country's birth rate, a reversal of the government's successful birth control program. It's a hedge against an aging of Iran's population, says Lelez. But there are better ways to strengthen the economy, he says.
The main policy should not be, in my opinion, to make more baby. It should be to make more wealth.
Making more wealth, that's what a new generation of educated Iranian women want. President Rouhani has talked about creating more opportunities for the young. But women don't see much change, says Harris.
The problem is that the backlash isn't only coming from, guys with turbans. It's a male-dominated society. A lot of men don't want women in the workplace, especially when they think it's costing male jobs.
Women have worked hard to overtake men in education, but in this conservative society, it's a long road to match that success at the workplace. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Tehran.